This is David Mayo, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio on 89.9 KTSW.
Welcome back to Bobcat Radio, the final segment, and what better way to round out a Wednesday show, the final Wednesday show of the semester, than with head coach of the San Marcos Rattlers, Mark Soto. And the Coach Soto so joins us. Coach, thanks for calling us in today, and welcome back to the show for, the final time this semester.
Sounds good. Appreciate you guys having me on.
And so, again, it's been a couple of weeks now. The Rattlers, of course, made it to the second round of the playoffs, the first time in seven seasons, and just the journey it took to get there. Have you had time to really relax and just kind of break things down and process everything that happened this season?
Yeah, we call it decompressing. So holidays were good for everybody. We were able to go home and spend some time with our family. We always make the joke with some of these coaches that have young kids they like to go home and introduce themselves to the kids. So, yeah, we've definitely got to get away and spend some time with the family, which is important. The kids got to get away from, and, like I said, decompress a little bit, which is always good. It's just, you don't ever want to get knocked out of the playoffs. You want to go all the way and finish, with a win in state. But for these kids, I'll tell you, they handled it really well.
All right, Coach Kyle here, and it's such a great season that you did have, but, you know, we are now looking on to the future. So what did this successful season set up for the future teams down the road?
Well, I think this set of seniors left a legacy, you know. You definitely don't want to be the team that drops the ball and doesn't get to the playoffs, you know, and hopefully that's what we're setting up, you know, that the expectation now is to get into the playoffs and go two rounds, three rounds, four rounds. I think now the whole team understands the process as far as, you know, we're starting already next week with the Rattler Days, which is a phase of our athletics that's pretty tough. And then we're going to go through off season and have these different phases to help build a mentally strong football player and help build a team. So I think our kids understand what the process is now that we've added the playoffs into that process. Now they've got a taste of it, and they understand how hard they have to work just to get back there.
Now, I know there's no way that you haven't been thinking about next season and preparing and what you need to tweak, but you do have somebody coming back, and how excited are you to have Kavion Garner in the backfield again next season?
Well, Kavion will definitely be a pivotal person for us. I mean, it's crucial that he plays well. We're going to train all of them the same way. We don't train them any differently. You know, we're definitely looking for Kavion to be a leader and kind of lead the way now. As he's grown up and matured, he's done a great job of doing some great leading on the sideline in the huddles and things like that. So we don't expect anything less. In fact, we'll probably expect a little bit more out of Kavion.
Coach, there's been, I guess it's, you know, kind of official now. Sam Mark is getting moved up to 6A. Do you, as a coach and athletic director, do you approach anything differently, knowing that things are being bumped up, or do you just stay with the program?
You know what? The program's proven. It's working. And we're going to stay moving forward. We did have a talk with the kids today and yesterday about, moving up to 6A. Every week it's going to be a Tyvee or a Bernie Champion or a San Marcos or a Alamo Heights quality team that we're playing every week. There's no slouches in 6A. So that your workouts, your effort in the different phases of the off season should reflect that, and you should understand you're getting ready for bigger and better football.
All right, Coach. So you do have a guaranteed running back in Kavion Garner, but that quarterback spot is kind of up in the air. Are we looking at Moreno for the starting spot, or is there another prospect?
You know, there's always more prospects than just one. We try to be about two to three deep at every position. Moreno's definitely done some great things for us in practicing and some games. So he's definitely on the chart, and he's at the top of the list at this point in time. What we like to do is create competition between all the positions. So whether it's Kavion's position, the linebacking position, the receiver position, we're going to create some competition somewhere, somehow, because we believe competition breeds success.
So it is the winter season, and you talked about how important January was last season to this team. You talked about making the playoffs in January, but what kind of off-season training can the players look forward to, and what is the main focus during the off period?
You know, the main focus is getting faster and stronger. You know, we're gonna lift weights, throughout the off season. We're gonna have different phases. Like I said, next week starts with Rattler Days, and Rattler Days are, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday are 8 drills outside. That's a county fair type thing, and you better bust your tail, or there's going to be consequences. And then Tuesday and Thursday we're in the stands. We're running stairs and we're working on some ab work and those type of things. And then we come back in January, then we start our character building, our leadership classes, our boot camp, which is pivotal in the growth of the mind, you know, basically breaking the kid down all the way down to, you know, where it's a fight or flight response to fight back and find out who will do that. And then we build them back up stronger, make them a little bit more mentally strong, stronger than what they've been in the past. Then we compete. Again, competition breeds success with the competition days. Then we go into skills and spring ball. Then we come back in the summer and we work on our conditioning, and then we also work on our 7-on-7. So there's definitely a process to it. There's a Rattler way of doing things, and we're going to do it exactly the way we've done it in the past, with increasing the intensity.
All right, Coach, before we let you go and wrap things up here, any final words for the Rattler fans out there?
You know, just thank you for all the support. We appreciate it. You know, there's a lot of other sports going on right now. We've got basketball, boys and girls. We've got wrestling going. Soccer just started this week for the boys. So there's a lot of sports to come out and see. And it all trickles down from football, volleyball, down to the basketball. And you can find some good characters, some good kids out there busting their tail and trying to do it the best they can. And all kids really need the support these days. So if you guys got a Tuesday or a Friday off or a Saturday afternoon off, come out and watch the Rattlers get after it.
All right, Coach. Well, again, everybody here at KTSW, just want to extend a big thank you to you, not only for joining us every Wednesday on the Coach Soto Show, but allowing us to cover those football games and hopefully cover some of those basketball, soccer games as well in the future. So, Coach, thank you for everything you do for the program and for letting us be a part of it as well.
I appreciate the support you guys are giving us. You all did an outstanding job this year, and I look forward to staying and working together. And then, like you said, adding those soccer and basketball and baseball, softball games.
All right, Coach. Once again, thank you for joining us here. Happy holidays to you and your family as well.